What do you really need? Have you ever looked at everything that you have and compared it to what you really need? Why would we even want to do that? Sometimes when we do that, when we talk about needs and wants, what people are implying is guilt. Guilting you for having too much and more than what you really need and having just a bunch of wants. That's not the purpose of today's video. It's to examine the things that we have so that we can learn to trust in God the Father. Please join me in this video as we explore this topic of our faith. Join me in a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, help us to trust in you and through you, our Heavenly Father, that we may not be anxious about anything. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Alvaro Interiano, and this is the channel Uniquely Married, where we explore many, many different topics. And as I make more videos, we explore a wider variety of topics from our faith, from our daily life, even exploring psychology and the interaction between that and our faith, along with the Blessed Mother, who is one of my great loves, and the souls in purgatory, and many other topics to come. And so this was a conversation that happened between my wife and I, where we were talking about our needs and our wants. So the backdrop for this is the scripture, and I'm not going to quote it directly because I just want to paraphrase it. It's at the end of chapter 6 of Matthew, where Jesus is commenting to his disciples, and he says something like, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about anything. Look at the grass and the flowers in the field. Look at the birds who sow and don't worry, and how your Heavenly Father provides for all of these, and how worrying doesn't add a color to your hair, doesn't give you anything, doesn't add even a second to your life. Yet your Heavenly Father gives the birds and the plants everything they need, so much more you, that he even has your hairs counted," which for me is getting less and less every day, "but he knows everything that you need, and we should trust him." So I want you to think and look throughout your house and look at all the things that you have, and then consider, what do you really need to live? So some things would be food, basic food, doesn't even need to be fancy. We don't need meat to live. A house, we don't need one room per person. We just need enough beds and space, maybe one or two toilets and showers and soap, maybe some fans, maybe some heat, maybe some AC, water. You don't need wine or beer or all those fancy things, just basic things. You don't need any TV, any computers. That's all that we need to live. And billions of people throughout the earth, that's all they have. But if we consider us, how much more above that we have? So what can we gather from this? That we don't need 2-3 TVs, yet we have it. We don't need steak and shrimp and all these things, but we have it. We don't need one room per person, but possibly you have this. You don't need more than one telephone, but everyone has a cell phone. You don't need more than one computer, yet everyone has probably a laptop and two tablets and who knows what. And what does this indicate to us? It indicates how much God provides for you, that he provides in super abundance. Not only do you have what you need, but you have so much more than you could ever want. And yet we still allow ourselves to get anxious and worried and buy warranties and life insurance and insurance for your life insurance and insurance for that insurance and all these things and all these safety nets that are totally unnecessary and are keeping us from seeing the truth that God has given us so much. I bet you even in poor countries, they have more food than they know what to do with. The point being that God doesn't just provide the absolute minimum. He pours gifts upon gifts upon gifts on us. Even people that don't have, if they really looked, they would realize that they do have, and a lot, way more than our ancestors have. So what can this bring us to? First, to let go of all worry and anxiety. You don't need it. You have so much. Second, to change the way you look at God the Father, that he truly gives us so much. He gives us the strength, intelligence, and energy to do our work, to do our schooling, to be the parents and children and siblings and family members that we need to be. He gives us everything. He even gives us faith and YouTube, where we can learn about whatever you want. Generations didn't have that, yet we have that. We have so much. We need to let go, especially in this time where they are trying to make us worry, we need to realize that everything is provided for in superabundance, that we can trust Jesus, that we can trust God the Father, and we can just enjoy our lives and be happy. My friends, churn on these thoughts. Think about these things that I'm saying. Let go of your anxiety. Stop buying insurance upon insurance upon insurance as if that's your Father. Your Father is God, and He will provide everything you need to the very last moment that you draw breath. Isn't that an amazing thing? Live in that peace, and let that peace bring you to happiness and joy, and share that with everyone we meet. I hope you have a beautiful day. God bless you, and see you in our next video.